Cape Talk. Car Talk.
As always, we're delighted to welcome Ciro de Siena of Cars.co.za on the line to chat to us about the latest motoring news and to help tackle some of your motoring questions. You're welcome to call in with a question on 021-446-0567 or to send an SMS to 31567. Your voice notes come to 072-567-1567. Just to say, we will make some time in the final minutes of the show to reflect some of the many messages coming in about the death of James Small. So please keep those coming, and I'll set aside the last couple of minutes of the show to share some of them with you. For now, though, we say welcome again to Ciro. Always great to have you on the show, Ciro.
Hi, Pepper. Thanks. It's good to be back.
We're going to start with a car review, and you've taken a look at the Mercedes A-Class this week. How does she drive?
Oh, finally. You know, the car's been around for a long time, but from what I understand, the demand was so great that Mercedes SA actually battled to get hold of units to give to the media. So I finally got my hands on one, and when it arrived, it is a really, for me at least, a superb-looking car. I had it in AMG trim with sort of big black wheels, white body paint, and it is a very striking car. It really is. It gets a lot of attention for it. It's essentially just a hatchback, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And then you climb inside, and then, to be honest, it just gets better. And it's very rare that I get into a car and I just think, wow, you know, just wow, full stop. And that's what the A-Class interior does for me. You do have to spend a bit of money to get the top-grade interior with the sort of the larger infotainment screens. But the sort of combination of ambient lighting, the surfaces, the textures, the touchscreen, the touch pads, it's right now, for me, the best interior actually on the road, and I think that's saying something. So Merc have really got that right, and they'll copy that interior, and it'll be in the new C-Class and in the new CLA, which is arriving as well. So a real highlight for me, just being inside the cabin. What wasn't such a highlight for me, I think, was the engine. Even though the car's badge is an A200, it only actually has a 1.3-litre turbocharged engine. So if you're a fan of displacement and you like your 2-litre motors, if no one told you, maybe you'd never realize it was such a small engine. But at the same time, it did feel a little bit underpowered for me, and maybe going for the diesel variant or the larger A250 could be the solution to that.
Okay, so an underpowered engine and a wonderful interior spec. You said it would pay. You'd have to pay a bit of money for the top spec. How much do you mean by a bit of money? What is the price tag on this one?
There's so many different options to choose from, but I think if you spend about another 30 grand, you'll get to that sort of really, really high grade interior. You know, I suppose if you're loading it onto the finance, you're looking at 500k for a base model A-Class. That's the starting point for the whole range for an A200 auto. So financing that extra 30 might not be the end of the world, and it could affect your resale value, you know, to have the sort of best interior available rather than the sort of more, it's basically just come down to the infotainment system, really, and the screens you get in the new A-Class are huge. They almost span the entire width of the dashboard. It looks very modern and very impressive. So without that, you get sort of two separate screens and a smaller screen to the left. That being said, I mean, I'd happily live with a smaller screen. It's not the end of the world, but it just has that sort of, you know, wow factor when you climb aboard. And then just in terms of pricing, it is towards the upper end of the market. You can get into an Audi A3 for 70 grand less than an A-Class, which is, I think, important to remember if you're shopping around and if you're not particularly worried about, you know, the badge on the nose, if you aren't sort of badge loyal, I suppose. And then the new One Series, we just got the pricing yesterday. It arrives in South Africa later this year, and that starts at 480, which is pretty close to the A-Class, but obviously just a little bit under.
Okay, you mentioned that it's been a long wait for you to drive this car because they're so in demand that there aren't many models available. Does that mean that if you're wanting to purchase one, you're going to have a wait to order a new model, or are they widely available on shop floors?
There are a few around. There's a few listed on our site as demos. You will be able to find one, and there are actually some good deals around as well. You know, and the thing is, the car market's pretty much flat, or actually in the negative at the moment. It's picking up, but it's a good time to, you know, squeeze the dealer's arm a little bit, get the best deal that you can. And also, I think just on the A-Class, you know, when we run our consumer awards and we run our consumer satisfaction survey, interestingly enough, one of the questions in the survey is How likely are you to recommend this car to family or friends? And the number one car from our data is the A-Class, the previous generation. So if you perhaps can't stretch your budget to the new one, the data we have is that the used A-Class is a particularly good buy in the second-hand market.
Okay, good to know. Thank you. While we're talking car reviews, somebody asking about some of the SUVs, particularly asking any feedback on the Haval H2 or H6.
I've driven both of them. Off the top of my head, it's difficult to say the pricing difference, say, to the competition. I think with the H6, I remember comparing it to the Kia Sportage, which is a direct rival in sort of size and engine size and specification and features inside the car. And I think I remember it being in the order of 150,000 Rand cheaper than the Kia I drove, which is a significant amount of money. The H2 as well, also very well priced. I mean, you're looking at sort of Ford EcoSport money for a car that's significantly larger than that. I think the H2 starts at 260. The one I drove was about 300. And Haval, you know, they're probably the first Chinese manufacturer to really get a foothold in the South African market. They're doing particularly well. From what we understand, they actually sold out of H2s early this year or late last year. Yeah. So South Africans really adopting the brand. And I think fairly clever from them, very aggressive strategy. So low pricing compared to the rest of the market, and also a very strong warranty at 5 years when, you know, brands like Volkswagen and Toyota only offer 3. So people are getting on board with the Haval brand, and I think that's always a really good sign that there is customer satisfaction. Difficult to comment on reliability, because they've only really been on the market for 1 or 2 years, so that remains to be seen.
Okay, one to watch. Thank you so much, and thanks to whoever sent that SMS. Now, it was just a couple of weeks ago, I think, that you were talking to us about the Mercedes double cab Bucky, Chiro, and the question is BMW going to follow suit and create a similar double cab for the South African market?
Well, there was a lot of doubt around that issue, but some of that doubt has sort of been dispelled now, because BMW has made a Bucky. It is just a once-off, and there's quite a great tradition in motor manufacturing history where sort of a bunch of interns or a bunch of engineers working after hours create something really cool. And it happened with the Lamborghini Miura, which is widely regarded as the first modern supercar. It happened with the Golf GTI, which is now one of the most iconic cars in the world. And now it's happened with BMW, where they gave 12 sort of interns, I suppose, for lack of a better word, the project to build a Bucky. And what they did is they took the X7, which is a massive luxury large SUV, think sort of Range Rover style and Range Rover price, and they converted it into a double cab Bucky. And we've got pictures of it on our site and of our Twitter feed if you want to take a look. It doesn't look terrible. I'm okay with it in spite of myself.
Okay.
But to me, I think BMW will be looking at Mercedes-Benz's foray into this market very closely. And I don't think the X-Class has been a great success for Mercedes-Benz. And that is probably the factor that's going to scare BMW off if they decide not to go for it.
Okay, thanks. Whoever thought we were having a conversation about a BMW Bucky, Chiro? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Let's take a listen to a voice note that's come through with a question or a comment.
Hi, I'd just like to find out about the Volkswagen T-Cross that's coming to South Africa in September. Has Chiro driven it, and what is his impression if he has? And when in September do they expect it? Is it beginning or end? Thank you. It's Jakes here from Cape Town.
Jakes, thanks. The T-Cross, tell us a little bit more about the car. Chiro, how much do you know?
I'm very lucky in that I have driven it. Volkswagen's SA took 6 journalists over to Spain for the international launch. I was very lucky to attend on behalf of Cars.co.za. And I thoroughly enjoyed the little car. It's let me try to think of what it's in terms of size. If you think maybe Hyundai Creta, it's maybe a little bit smaller than that. So it's a sort of baby SUV. It's actually built on the Polo chassis, so its footprint is not much larger than a Polo, but obviously it rides a bit higher and you sit a bit higher in the car. Mm-hmm. And it's very sort of modern, typical Volkswagen, I suppose. Very well put together, pretty luxurious inside, but you know, not to the level of say an Audi, for instance. phones. Great features. I really enjoyed the infotainment system. It's very smart. You can connect to the phone, to the car via an app on your phone, and, you know, see the range left on the tank and that sort of thing. So really nice touches like that. And then Volkswagen is going to be very aggressive with the pricing. They've said it will land at under 300 grand, which is a very good price for what that car is.
Yeah.
And I suspect, though, not many people will spend less than 350 on it by the time you tick a few boxes. In terms of availability, the manufacturers never give us a specific date, but unfortunately, the most accurate I can give you is September.
Okay, thank you so much, Chiro. We need to leave it there, but thanks for joining us and tackling those questions today. We'll talk again next week, Wednesday. Chiro De Siena of cars.co.za, and don't forget to please subscribe to their YouTube channel if you'd like to see more of the videos they shoot around the different models we discuss each week. And of course, visit their website, cars.co.za, for more information.